About 3 4 months ago, I got a call asking me to come and visit Malahide allotments. I'd never heard of it before. Drove through Malahide, drove into a farmer's field that had been left to go to rack and ruin for about 2 years. In short, had a chat, did an interview anyway. I was quite surprised with what was the vision because there was nothing existing. Today, I'm back. And the surprise reason is that comedian, actor, entertainer, host, visionaire, debonair, whatever you might like to call him, Paddy Courtney, has taken an allotment in Malahide. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Sod Show.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for a Friday afternoon with Brian and Peter. Dying of a cold here in the studio. It's like I've been outdoors and caught something, but that wouldn't be like me. Let's go to the Sod Show post bag and see what's happening around the place. Peter, or Donegan as I like to call him, put a shout out on Facebook for any news. And this is what you've come back with, good listeners. Joe Clancy from treehugger.com has been in touch with some good news. We're going to follow up on that for some interviews. Thanks, Joe. Jane Toohey, her garden was shivering the other night. Not too hopeful for my lettuce, but the first dahlia has broken through the ground. Is that a record? Is it a record? Peter says it's not a Cliff Richard record, but it's very good. It's good. It's early. Leon Quinn, I planted a rose bush. Top man, Leon, because in 13 months I've planted nothing, and I work with Peter on The Sod Show. And Dan McGee, we took our first harvest of the year. A fine haul. dansfifthclass.wordpress.com. You can get in touch with us, #sodshow on Twitter while we're on the air, or any time during the week. We're also on Facebook via Donegan Landscaping, on the blog, and on iTunes where you get the podcast and sometimes extended podcasts. Let's go to this week's feature, and it's back to Malahide. Remember, we did a program on the upcoming allotments in Malahide. Well, they're upcoming. They're upcoming very fast. And at the time, I said I travel past the allotments on the Swords Road out of Malahide twice a day on my way to Kinsealy from Baldoyle. I've been watching its progress, and boy, has it been coming on. Sometimes from the top deck of the bus, looking down, there, the sheds are everywhere now. People have moved in, and the work is mighty. And the work is mighty this long weekend. Let's go over to Malahide, and here's Peter.
I'm standing in section L. Behind me, there's a rotavator going, there's sheds going up, there's lines, there's driveways, there's roads. I can see in the distance the Malahide estuary. Damien Bannon would frequent it. And standing next to me in the same t-shirt he is wearing, actually, when
I thought that.
When I interviewed him about somewhere around about 8 months ago, is Paddy C. Courtney. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. I just realised that on my way up here, I said, I'm sure I wore this Paddy Irishman t-shirt. It's thanks to the guys from Hairy Baby. Actually, they gave me a job lot of these, so it's not the same one, but thanks for noticing. Yeah, somewhere.
Paddy, You strike me as a kind of a fashionable kind of guy. You're a cool dude. You've done the movies, you've done the films, you've done the comedy scene. Just to put it into picture for those outside of Ireland who maybe live in a cave, we were chatting on the way up about a certain film you did. Am I correct in saying it was Oscar nominated?
Yeah, well, it wasn't Oscar nominated. It was Oscar shortlisted. It was called You, Ming, a Sanam Dum, a short film. And Ireland, we're so good at short stories, aren't we? We can spin a yarn, tell a story. But you, Mingus Annamdum, about a Chinese boy who comes to Ireland thinking everybody here speaks Osgaelge. And I get to play one of these gobshite barmen who hasn't a clue what he's saying. And that role, that one role, changed my life for the better. You wouldn't believe. I think we won about 22, 25 awards worldwide in different film festivals. And it basically opened doors to help me go back to school to do acting. Myself and the co-writer Dan O'Hara, we wrote Paddy Wackery together. It's a six-parter for TG Carr. And we're currently writing a comedy drama for UK TV at the minute.
You kind of, based on that last couple of seconds of audio, kind of strike me as the guy who should have a gardener. Why have you got an allotment?
Because I'm as hot as the dude from Desperate Housewives. Actually, not supposed to laugh at that. I reckon, you know, it's one of these things that my house has a little patio out the front, patio at the back. I started growing stuff in pots a couple of years ago to see would I kill them or would I be able to do it, because my father and his father before him are quite green-fingered. And when this thing came up, I just thought, why not? Why not?
But, like, what have you grown, just to give people that bit behind the scenes? How, you know, far back does your career and horticulture go?
Well, when I grew up in Beaumont, and my dad and mum are from the country, and we had a three-bedroom semi down there, but we grew all our veg out the back. We even kept chickens and hens out the back as well, which, you know, to the detriment of, or to the annoyance of our neighbours, really, when cock-a-doodle-doo kicked off at 5 o'clock in the morning. But, so then, like, we always grew our own spuds, so I kind of, it was punishment. Send out, you know, go out in the garden and dig with your dad, kind of a thing. I was like, Jesus. So I think you learn by osmosis. Like, you know, you don't want to learn. You don't want to be hanging out with your dad and all of a sudden you kind of know how to turn a fork or turn a spade. But growing stuff, I'm not too sure. As you can see from the plot, I've only rotovated. It's only turned the soil at the minute. So I'm brand new, a novice. I've no idea what I'm going to do. So I'm going to sneak around, see what everybody else is doing, read blogs. I'll probably do a blog myself. I don't know whether I'd be into it or not. Like, I love, I'm looking at your face going, oh Jesus, Paddy, are you really? So it's basically because I've time on my hands now at the moment. I've decided to kick stand up to touch for the foreseeable future. I don't know if I'll get back on stage. I don't want to. I want to do more writing and acting. And the writing thing, I can bring my laptop here, sit in the, if I don't grow anything, just sit in my plot of land and write away.
How much research have you done into allotmenteering prior to today's conversation?
I got a man in a headlock last week. I asked him, give us your secrets. I just went online. Basically, there seems to be this online community of people who seem to know what they're talking about. But for every opinion that says, do it this way, you'll get four or five to say, do it that way. So this is purely trial and error. I don't envisage anything fancy happening this year. I kind of want it to grow into itself next year. So 2013 will be unlucky for some, but not for me and my magical allotment. And failing that, if it all goes tits up, I'm going to put a set of apartments here.
Do you think there's a kind of a set genre type feel to allotmenteers? I mean, I remember growing up with the Glen Row kind of a thing, and therefore allotments really weren't very sexy at all. On the other hand of it, I think there has been this kind of thing where you have Gary Gloss on TG Cahir Síolaní Chonaina. I hope I pronounced that apt.
Is that Card?
I reckon, I don't know. I've got to meet her, yeah.
It sounds right to me, Sheila. Apologies about that one. But it has become mildly in vogue. Is there a type of person that you should be? Because you don't really fit that profile. You've got the Paddy Irishman t-shirt on. You have the shade, so you fit that kind of I'm a TV star, star kind of thing. And there's the kind of Beatles, John Lennon kind of cap going on. I also see people who have kind of woolen fleeces. There's a lot of woolen fleeces around. And
I see one or two, all right. I would not, like, the only thing I would describe myself is Paddy Irish. And Paddy, I'm an Irishman, so therefore I'm Paddy Irishman. I don't know what, like, I was an accountant for years, I played hurling for years, I don't do either of those things now. I was a stand-up comic, then get into writing, acting, voiceovers. Now I'm gardening, started to learn how to ride horses, and my plan is to ride in a charity race in Punchestown 2013 as well. So I don't really think you can pigeonhole me quite yet. When I'm dead, you can work out what it was I am or I did in all these years. But at the moment, I'm going to give this garden a bash. And I've got to thank as well, there's an actor called Slaney Kelly, and her mother invited me to a green finger thing in Dublin a couple of years ago, which kind of sparked that thing in my head to get grown again. And basically, her mother showed that there was different plots of land that weren't being used in around Dublin city, and they were just kind of taking them over them and planting either vegetables or putting in flowers into them to kind of make them, I don't know, just more appealing to the eye, basically. And so she started it all off again.
You've got a plot that
50 meters squared.
Yeah, we're 50 meters squared of a plot. On the ground that we're standing on, it is the original ground that I would have walked on a few months back when this place was a disregarded field and had been for a long time. You've got a really fine tilt on your soil.
Thanks very much. Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice. See, I don't know. I've got to know. Someone goes, nice fine tilt on your soil. And go, what's he talking about? Is that fighting talk in the gardener's world? I don't know.
What did you do to get it to this point?
First of all, I dug probably about 10 metres squared of it. And I broke two forks and a shovel in the process. And I heard off in the distance a noise. I thought it was kids on scrambler bikes, and realised somebody was doing something with a machine. I didn't know what it was, never knew what a rotovator was. Asked him what he was doing and why he was doing it, and he said, your job would be a hell of a lot easier and you won't break any forks and you won't want to punch the person in the allotment beside you. So I got an allotment, or I got a rotovator for about two hours, and I just put on my Walkman and just walked up and down and up and down until I had this beautiful tilt in my soil, as the man says.
Your neighbour next to you has, I'd be afraid to walk in his allotment. It looks very tidy, as a compliment to him as well. But do you think you're going to follow that trail? Have you got an idea, a plan, a garden plan of where you're heading?
I kind of do. And say when I kind of do, my better half is the design freak in this relationship. So I just want the stuff to grow right. But she will lay down the plans as to where and how it's going to look and what kind of raised beds we're going to have and the positioning of said same raised bed. So she will do the aesthetics and I will look after the growing of the green stuff.
Brian Green, is there something you can take from this? Will you become an allotmenteer, Brian? I mean, Paddy's managed it. This is twice in 1 week, mate.
And now here, Courtney Donegan, steady on. I haven't even got to the jam jar growing yet. So, allotments, yes, I'd love to. But maybe next year.
Back to it. Paddy, I know you mentioned 2-3 years ago you were at a gig. You did nothing up until that point. You did put me in touch with Malahide Allotments and Brian, which is how I originally managed to get this interview done. Didn't know what was going to happen. Come back out of it. This vision seems to be all of a sudden just metamorphosizing itself, if that's even correct English, and you equally as I'm developing an inferiority complex here into that I should almost take one next to you,
but part
of me would almost like to take one next to you so I could be part of the conversation and observe that journey as it's taken place. I mean, I know we're kind of gone past the point of just start of April. What do you think is going to be the next step for you?
I'm going to try vegetables, first of all. I eat a lot of veg. In the last couple of years, I kind of decided to take care of one's health, really, because I turned 40. So all these different things in your head: get a garden, learn how to ride a horse, a racehorse, and look after yourself and be healthy. Because as a stand-up comic, you travel the country, travel the world, and you're just eating crap food and you're not looking after yourself and you're swilling beer at all hours of the night. So for this, I just think it's also not just the growing of things, but a meditation for me as well. That's what I'm looking for, kind of peace on the land. And it sounds kind of quite hippie-ish and whatever, but it's one of these things that I like to kind of disappear and for a while. And I don't like doing interviews about trying to sell tickets for a gig and this desperation type of thing. It's not really me. And like, I was a 9-to-5er for 10 years before I got into all this messing. And now I think I kind of, like, only 40, but I kind of want to retreat to the land for a while. Or this will be my place of solace, I reckon.
Are you going to get a shed, a man shed, where you can put man tools and do man things?
Well, see, I have the tiniest shed in the world in back of my own gaff, and it's one of these almost sentry boxes, you know, this size, and it is perfect. And I spend so much time out in this. Now, look at the size of me; I can run around it. That's how easy it is for me. But I'm going to wait to see on this if I need a shed or not, because I possibly might, because you know the Irish weather. So I might need it if I'm going to be opening my laptop and writing away down here rather than in my office. So I probably will get a man shed. Girls are welcome.
Song of the week time, and requested by Paddy Courtney. It's Gote featuring Kimbra and Somebody I Used to Know. Does this song sound like anything you've heard before? Hey, hey, clouds are away. Ba ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy lives down the lane.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember.
Okay, there's a point in here where you've just heard probably the first 10 minutes of a radio show and you're scratching your head going, Donegan almighty, what are we supposed to take from this? What are we supposed to learn? But the one thing myself and Brian have always said is that you have a guy who is the eloquent, the Latin, the botanical, etc. And you have the armchair gardener like that man who screams at the Chelsea football manager from his chair and says, this is how you should run a football team. There is an element of that between myself and Brian. Brian, is that a fair comment?
Yes, teacher. Have you ever noticed how little of the garden is blue? By the way, where are my tickets for Chelsea this year, Peter? You promised me we could go to Chelsea.
And on the other hand, you have a guy who would have lived a lot of life on the road, has hit that milestone in life, that 40th birthday party, as he throws his arms in the air, is still the ultimate in fashionista. But somewhere in between, that buzz, that bug, that something from 3 years ago that I wish I should have done that, is now doing it. And it's just starting on this journey. So I do intend to come back. But if you think in your head that this is something you cannot do, that not, it doesn't have to be an allotment, it can be a space out your back garden that is 3 meters by 3 meters, it can be a jam jar, it can be a window ledge. This has always been about giving it a go and encouraging you and letting you know that if it goes wrong, you are not on your own. Paddy, you've obviously come up with some form of a list of what I would like to grow. How did you form that list? Did you like walk around the supermarket and say, kale, curly kale?
It's what I eat. Basically, that's what I'm after. Like every morning I eat a lot of blueberries and a lot of fruit in the mornings. And broccoli, sweet potatoes and celery are kind of huge. So I'm going to try that. And a lot of herbs. We kind of a lot of stir fries and things like that. So I'm going to try and do a bit of a herb garden as well. Lettuce. So that's my plan, is to try and grow what I eat. And then of course I'm hearing all these ads on the radio of how cheap, in like in Aldi and Lidl, all these, how cheap the their veg are, and I'm going, ah lads, so I might go in and nick some. No, I won't nick, it's very cheap. I'll go in there and get some veg and just plant it. I'm going to freak out my girlfriend or my wife, don't tell my wife I've got a girlfriend, and try and plant them in the ground, say look how easy it is. They grow already without their green stalks. See.
Do you think there's a bit, and you maybe you hit the nail on the head, where veg is at an all-time kind of low price, particularly I would have to say potatoes, and it is cheaper to buy them than it almost is to buy a packet of potato seeds.
Yeah, well, do you know what my thing is, that and I honestly believe this, in whenever I'm creating something as well, say writing a TV show or a film or something like that, with this thing here as well, I don't really think it's the end result. Now the end result will be a bonus if I get stuff that I can eat, but I love journeys. And again, I am a hippie. I'm sounding such like a hippie guy. But I love to see that, can I do it? And it really doesn't matter if I get it wrong, if I mess up. Because like years ago, when standing on stage, you try out a gag. If it messes up, you tweak it a bit till you get it right, until they're laughing back at you. Or you're writing a show and you edit and you re-edit and you re-edit and you re-edit all your words to make sure you've got the most succinct dialogue for the characters that you've created. And like this, with this garden, I really don't know what I'm doing, but I know a few people that I can call upon. But it's also, it's just to have a go. I've never done it before for my own garden, so this is my first attempt at that. And whether it works out or not, I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy trying.
Do you think there's a case for grow your own and save yourself money based on what we've just said?
I don't really know. I'll answer this maybe this time next year, because until I grow stuff and I realise how difficult it was or how much of a head wreck it was, I'll be able to say, do you know what, I'll do this every year, or sod that, I'm off down to the supermarket to rob or buy food.
Folks, it's an unusual journey sometimes and an unusual tale that I get to tell when I'm outside and you meet gardens. But the one thing about unusual is it's always unique, it's always a little bit different, it's always a bit intriguing, and sometimes halfway through I'm scratching my head wondering why and how God's earth did I end up here, or why did I come. And I've said it before and I say it again, as a horticulturist, it's wrong to say that I'm at this, for example, classically trained pianist level, and should you play only middle C on the piano, therefore you're wrong. And what you have is, in short, a tale of somebody, a gentleman, nice guy, but an Irish man nonetheless, with an odd, not 9-to-5 charter to his life and his year. And as gardeners, we can all appreciate that you need that full year. You need to know that you will maybe not be on summer holidays, that there's a stand-back guy, there's a fall-in guy, there's somebody who will take the reins to care for those house plants, those pot plants, that piece of allotment ground for you. They'll just keep it ticking over. So that should the snow come, they can fleece them up for you. Should the rainfall come, the hailstones come like we had just recently, and should the sun come back out to shine, that they don't go to absolute barren pulp. And Paddy retains the space, which is almost an extension of the man's left arm, or hopefully that's what it will be. It's the, something more in here is happening, and that is that 3 years ago to now, it's taken this amount of time to actually get those hands into the soil or wrapped around the handles of a rotavator and begin a journey. It's a journey that maybe started when I first interviewed Brian about Malahide allotments, and there was nothing here. And equally, there's another journey that's starting as a result of that, which is Paddy Courtney taking a space in the great, and I double underline the great, outdoors. Should Paddy only put that to grass and put a shed in it, I think I'd be quite impressed that he was still outside. He's going a stage further than that, and you know, I got to give the guy credit. He does have a bit of an oddball brain. Says you, who are you to talk? But at the same token, it's a journey that, because of that, makes it more unique, and one that I think will be extremely interesting to follow. Brian, it's back to you. And yes, sir, there you go. Take care. Bye for now.
Thanks, Peter. And as always, thanks to our guest, Paddy Courtney, this week, who's in his allotment in Malahide. And to help me, Paddy, as I'm going past the allotments on the 102 bus out of Sutton, could you put a Palestinian flag or something identifiable on the roof of your shed so that I can identify which allotment is yours and I can watch its progress? Thanks very much. We're available on iTunes. The podcast is also available on our RSS feed with our blog, and you can get us on Twitter at #SodShow. This has been The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon. Good Friday afternoon in Dublin on Dublin City FM 103.2. We're back next Friday at 3. Do tune in, and good gardening. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, forgot to mention, we're playing out with Grapevine, of course, and this is the Kaiser Chiefs. Enjoy. Bye-bye. I bet you wondered how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say.